One word?
Oh, man. I don't have just one word. I mean, he when I see him running, he looks like a, you know, like a baby deer. He thinks of himself as the class clown, as the joker of the entire team. He is a very funny individual. But man, he, you know, from a personality standpoint, he adds so much to the squad. You know, part of it is he loves hearing his voice. You know, he was the, you know, in his family, there's a lot of like very loud people. So I don't think he was given a lot of attention growing up, and he felt like, you know, now that he's, you know, the guy and the all-pro multiple-time left tackle, you know, he feels like he has this voice that he can, everybody has to listen to him now all the time. So he definitely uses that to his advantage, and it's usually appreciated. Every now and then it might be a little much for maybe Matt LaFleur or Steno and some of the young guys that he terrorizes in the offensive line room, but it's good having him back. He's, you know, he's a stud. He's a future Hall of Famer, and he has, you know, a different focus, I think, when it comes to him being on the field, and a different comfort for myself and really, I think, everybody else, coaching staff and the offensive line included. So it'll be nice to get him back whenever that is. Until then, we'll have to hear him yakking a bunch. Because once game week happens, he's actually playing, he simmers down a little bit. But I don't think we're quite there yet.